This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 15th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A man in his 20s from the UK was arrested on suspicion of terrorism in London yesterday morning after he struck and injured 3 pedestrians and cyclists with his silver Ford Fiesta before crashing into barriers outside Parliament, reports The Telegraph. President Trump's campaign organization filed for arbitration yesterday against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault-Newman, claiming that she broke a 2016 non-disclosure contract by disparaging the president in her new book, Unhinged, and revealing private talks which she recorded from the ultra-secret White House Situation Room, reports The Washington Examiner. Omarosa has turned on her former friend and employer, calling him unfit for office, claiming he used racist language during the filming of The Apprentice. But Trump tweeted, quote, "I don't have that word in my vocabulary, and never have. She made it up," end quote. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro yesterday discussed the findings of a just-released state grand jury investigation of alleged child sexual abuse by 301 predator priests and clergy in 6 Catholic dioceses, including Pittsburgh and Greensburg.
The investigation into widespread sexual abuse of children within the Catholic Church and the systematic cover-up by senior church officials in Pennsylvania and at the Vatican. Moments ago, an 884-page report issued unanimously by the 40th statewide investigative grand jury, the largest, most comprehensive report into child sexual abuse within the Catholic Church ever produced in the United States, was released. It builds on the Boston Globe's Spotlight report, which identified 229 abuser priests.
Thanks to Republican Governor Rick Scott, public schools in Florida will be required to display signs with the official state motto, "In God We Trust," in a prominent place starting this week. The motto echoes Proverbs 3:5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." Sewickley Heights, Pennsylvania is one of the wealthiest municipalities in the state. But according to a CBN report, it will also become known as the place that bans Bible studies on private property. Scott and Terry Federoff, who have owned their 32-acre farm for 15 years, have been ordered to cease and desist their Bible studies. Authorities characterize them as a quote-unquote special or studio school, which requires the homeowner to go through a lengthy conditional use approval process. If the Federoffs continue Bible studies without obtaining permission or conduct any worship nights, religious retreats, or religious fundraisers, the borough will fine the Christian couple $500 per day. A new study is challenging the politically correct contention of the American Psychological Association that therapies for unwanted homosexual attraction are harmful, reports the Christian Post. The study, Effects of Therapy on Religious Men Who Have Unwanted Same-Sex Attraction, which was first published July 23rd, finds that sexual orientation change efforts, often derisively called conversion therapy, improves the mental health of participants. Researchers surveyed 125 male residents of the United States. The men, mostly Christian, were at various stages of experiencing unwanted homosexual attraction. Some were involved in fornication, while others were abstaining. Over 80% reported that they had some degree of depression and an inclination to suicide at the beginning of therapy. Thankfully, nearly 70% of respondents self-reported, quote, "some to much," end quote, reduction in their homosexual attraction and an increase in their opposite sex attraction. The biological mother of Apple founder Steve Jobs was an unwed graduate student who arranged for his adoption in 1955, 18 years before abortion became legal in America by way of Roe v. Wade, reports Star Parker for Life News. If Jobs had been conceived 18 years later, or if Roe v. Wade had become the law of the land 18 years earlier, there is some chance that there never would have been a Steve Jobs. The life that would have become Steve Jobs could have been another in the vast sea of abortion statistics. There would be no Macs, iPods, or iPhones. Jeremiah 1:5 declares, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." And finally, a 51-year-old highway bridge in the Italian port city of Genoa collapsed in a driving rain yesterday, killing at least 26 people and injuring 15 others as it sent dozens of vehicles tumbling into a heap of concrete and twisted steel, reports the Associated Press. Davide Capello, 33, who is a soccer goalkeeper, described the moment his car plunged when the road gave way, according to The Sun. He said, quote, "I went down with the bridge. I do not know what saved me. I heard a dull sound. I saw the road going down, and I was going down with her. I was lucid, and I immediately called the firemen, then my family. It was shocking. I feel miraculous." End quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, August 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.